Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
All right, 657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you. Send us your WhatsApp. What is self-will and rebellion these days? What is it even all about?
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
Okay, I'm looking at the word... And this is on the very aspect of self-will, which also perpetuates rebellion of a sort. And the rebellion that it perpetuates is that one of stubbornness. In Deuteronomy 31:27 says, "For I know your rebellion and your stiff neck. If today, while I am yet alive with you, you have been rebellious against the Elohim, then how much more after my death?"
Yeah.
The very notion of self-will leads to rebellion. And rebellion, because of these fleeting little successes of deception, makes one to become hard-headed, stubborn. To an extent that even when they are corrected, they already have prepared answers to deal with the correction leveled at them. And they pursue the rebelliousness. Just like a teenager who has a boyfriend for the first time. And you say to them, "Please don't do this and this and this and this." And they say to you, "Marana, ke amurata." And then when they become pregnant, that guy is no longer there. Then the worst comes out of their lives. Pastor Green, what say you?
Blessings, blessings, Pastor Ray. Once again, hallelujah, praise Amen. The Lord. Glory be to Jesus, hallelujah.
Amen.
Pastor Ray, you know, God wants to help us, hallelujah.
Mm.
God wants to forgive us. God wants to make a way for us. But if we are rebellious, if we are self-will, you know, we make it difficult because God wants to do for us something and then we are rebelling against what God wants to do. And, you know, as we all know, God always wants to do good for us. God always wants to help us. When we are in trouble, God wants to take us out of trouble. But sometimes we are so rebellious that we are unaware that God wants to help us. Hallelujah. If I read in my Bible, for example, in the book of Isaiah chapter 1 verse 18, just hear what God is saying. God is saying, "Come now, let us reason together, says the Lord.
Yeah.
Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be white as snow.
Hmm.
Though they are red like crimson, they shall be as wool." Already God is saying, "I want to forgive you, but come, let us talk together.
Yeah.
Come, let us reason together.
Mm.
It doesn't matter how bad your sin is. I can take it away. But if we are rebellious, we cannot even see what God wants to do."
Mm.
Now, verse 19 say, God is still speaking. "If you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land." Isaiah chapter 1, verse 19. God say, if you are willing and obedient, not self-will, not the way you want things to be.
Mm-mm.
If you are willing and obedient and do what God wants you to do, you will eat the best of the land. But sometimes our people are so rebellious. They are so full of self-will that they want things the way they want it to be. And they are unaware what God wants to do for them. Now, just here in verse 20, what the Bible says. God said, "But if you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured by the sword, for the mouth of the Lord have spoken." Hallelujah. God, in the first place, God said, let us reason together. Let us talk about your situation.
Mm.
Let us talk about your sin. And then God said, although your sin can be as scarlet, I will make it white as snow.
Mm.
Although it can be red as crimson, I shall make it as wool. But if we are rebellion, Pastor Ray, there's people that don't even see that God wants to help them. They always have this rebellious spirit to fight against the things that God wants to do for them, to fight against what God wants to do. You see, God says, if you are willing and you are obedient, you will eat the good of the land. Now, sometimes we look around in the world and we see people are suffering. Mm. People are going through a lot of things. But then we look at, are we willing? Are we obedient? Or are we rebellious? Or are we fighting against the will of God? Or are we fighting against what God wants to do for us? Mm. So sometimes this is what happened in life, Pastor Ray, that people are rebelling against the will of God. And when you rebel against the will of God, you cannot be successful. Mm. God say here in verse 20, if you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured by the sword. Mm. The mouth of God has spoken. So when these things happen, Pastor Ray, God have already warned us. All we have to do is to listen and do what God wants us to do. God bless you. We'll continue, Pastor Ray.
Thank you so much, Pastor Green. I really appreciate, sir.
As easy as the touch of a button, the message of life on 657 AM. No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
Let's listen to Dalu.
Yebo mfundisi.
Babe.
Injalo lento. Yebo ngike ngakhuluma ngawo ngathi kunabo uNkulunkulu emhlabeni. Abantu bayahlupheka and yebona badla kamnandi. Babizwa uNkulunkulu bala emhlabeni.
Eish.
Oqala wathi uNkulunkulu ushonile. Engafuni kumbala ngegama. Omunye uphila manje lihanyana. Nawe sese uNkulunkulu angaze ngobuyile khona manje sinabo uNkulunkulu. Uye kuphela usawile. Bonke labo uNkulunkulu laba bancanca igazi labantu ukuze baphile. Ngaphandle kwegazi labantu abakwazi ukuphila. Kunento yesithuka abathanda ukuyenza. Le ukuthi babe uNkulunkulu wonke umhlaba ukuthi sina siyakwazi ukuthandaza. Uhanyana uthi ngiyakwazi ukuthandaza. Ngithandaza imvula inethe. Ayikho loo nto leyo bahluphekisa abantu. Ngizophuma kanje kancane. Abanye bami bathanda ipolitiki and bethanda ipolitiki nje bathanda nje stadium viva viva kulo viva wakhona ntambama ubuyela kuphi ubuyela egejo futhi ubuyela endaweni labo ehlupheka khona kodwa mina ihambi uyokhuzela umbusi wakhe. So ngithi-ke bonke labalaleli laba bonke laleli ley'nkokheli ezamanga asizifuni todwa nombuso esinawo umbuso wamanga awufuneki. Ngiyabonga baba.
Thank you so much, Dalu. We really appreciate it. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Let me bring this to you, Bab Makamu. Yeah, it happens much at the times also. The very notion and of self-will. Self-will is also equated to a refusal to obey the voice of the Father. 1 Samuel chapter 8, verse 19. Nevertheless, people refused to obey the voice of Samuel, and they said, no, but we will have a king over us. Self-will. They wanted their own king. Huh? And they wanted their own king to be a Saul over them. And look at what happened to them after Saul came. They refused to listen to Samuel. Now, we see self-will goes together with rejecting the Father. Makamu?
Tatana Ray, as I said before, ukuthina self-will ukuzikhethela wena ngokwakho and uNkulunkulu uyibeke kahle ukuthina when you choose A, ama results now.
Yeah.
When you choose B, ama results now. Akayifihlanga. Akayifihlanga. Uyibeke nje yabo ubala. Lapho ukhuluma khona kusizwe sakwa Israel.
Yeah.
UNkulunkulu uqale wabanikeza warning ukuthi na when you choose a king, this is how you will live. Azange bayekela nje baqhubeka ba choose without warning. But wabuya kubo abatshela ukuthi na when you choose, but no, siyafuna sikunjalo.
They refused. Yeah. Hey. Mm.
So irebellion mfundisi is anything that is rejecting the order of the Father.
Mm.
When you refuse the order of the Father, you are rebellious. And it's a sin. And that sin is called rebellion. When you reject the will of the Father, it's rebellion.
Mm.
you understand kungakho u Samuel abuza ulo u Saul athi do you know ukuthi na ukungalaleli kufana ne rebellion and irrebellion ifana ne witchcraft. In other words, ungamlalelanga uNkulunkulu ungumthakathi wena. Hayi ngokuthi se wena ngokungamlalelanga wena ngokwakho se ungumthakathi uthakatha abantu uzithakatha yena ngokwakhe. Because angeke uthakathe uJehova. You cannot. He's a creator. He's more greater than anything. Then you angeke kumthakathi uNkulunkulu, but wena ngokwakho wena ungumthakathi uthakathe impilo yakho ngokungamlaleli. The next thing uzohamba ucela emkhuleko la. Uhlupha abantu gogo, uhlupha abantu uyafona ebusuku. Hayi mina ngilala, hayi mina kunjena, kanti uwe ungamlalelanga uThixo. And uThixo afuna ukuthi umlalele. So irebellion umfundisi wami. It's about seeking a higher purpose because you think kutina you know better than lo ukunikeza umthetho. You think ukuthi you know better than yena and you are seeking a higher purpose. You think ukuthi look antshela khona I can do better and leyo nto lapho ihambisana ne pride phakathi. Angeke ushiye move pride because you are seeking a higher purpose. You seek to lola akekho ngcono loku ubaba awukhulumayo akukho ngcono. I can bring my own vision engcono and leyo nto lapho uyenzayo ubuthakathi ayikho enye term singayisebenzisi ubuthakathi.
I hear you quite well. We're taking your calls 012-334-1322. We are asking this question. What is a self-will to a child of the Most High when we speak of a self-will and a rebellion? What are we talking about? And much of the times, how have we come to really find ourselves in this predicament? Sawubona Dumela, hi.
Hey, sawubona Mabere.
Putwami.
Ngibulisa lapha kuphatha amagama.
Oh, Pepeta.
Sabona umfundisi wami.
Amen.
Ngibulisa noPastor Green noApostoli Phumla Mthene, Brother Ray.
Njani, njani ngeku?
Athi, uNkulunkulu ukuthi asigcinile.
Amen.
Brother Ray, uyazi ukuthi inyama ine-pride.
Yeah.
You are putting confidence in our flesh. As a class, you need to admit, not acknowledging God. Therefore, you know, we must fear Him.
Yeah.
And turn away from our evil ways. Today, we have a stronger desire to do our will by the way than God's will. As in this instance, look at the bizam, which is the band, the letter Jesus Christ. I'm a time by you to. Our tending of the period of Jesus Christ. I got to let any one came into a loy and listen to a lela. Pepa was his catapacity lento in Gayenza Minang or Guam, the pride lay of the way. This is totally relying on our own strength instead of depending on the power of the Holy Spirit. Lapho kade uSathane athole ithuba lokusithembisa ukuthi hlanganisa lokhu nalokhu kuzoluma.
Hey.
Kepha kufanele uguqe kimi uqala izinto zizokulungela.
Method.
Izinto zizokuhambela kahle. That is rebellion. Nasivumela uSathane nama evil schemes akhe to influence us. Because we will be deceived by the way.
Yeah.
And lose our freedom in Jesus Christ. Namhlanje kumasonto nakumabandla kuyaliwa Brother Ray.
Kakhulu.
Kepha izwi lithi we must show love for each other. Because love covers multitudes of sins.
Yes.
Ina siyazithatha izinto zethu so zinenga ngaphandle level into ukuthi hayi lo ngabheda hey laba babheda babheda ngoba uthanda lokho lakithi Brother Ray. Ngiyabonga kakhulu madzala ube ngcono kule flow madzala sikhombe the glory.
Ah kuzaba right siyabonga kakhulu may the father be glorified sir.
Thank you. God bless you too my brother.
Nawe makube njalo siyabonga. We take your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say. Self-will and rebellion.
Arikwing. Na o ka thagalela go araba dipotšišwana tše mmalwa ka thego ya gago ya Radio Pulpit. Ga o ka dira bjalo, o ka thopa e nngwe ya di-voucher tše tharo tša Woolworths. Ya dikete tše hlano tša diranta goba ya dikete tše tharo goba dikete tše pedi. Eya website ya rena go radiopulpit.co.za go hwetša dintlha ka botlalo o tlatše lenaneo potšišo la ka pejana le le humanang mouwe. Re leboga ge o le karolo ya lapa la Radio Pulpit. Thego ya gago e re thuša go tšwela pele go phatlalatša ditaba tše di botse. Re šomiša melao le melawana.
All right, send us a WhatsApp 0826572729. Let's hear from you as to what you make of this. I'm keen to hear from you. Send us a WhatsApp 0826572729. Talk to us directly there and let's hear what you say on the matter. We are touching base on the issue of self-will and how this leads to massive rebellion on our part. How this leads to massive rebellion on our part. We are touching base on that. All right. Someone just messed up with the computer this side. I don't know who is busy with the computer. Tina masteugele la. Aye na vele vele smoshele. I was trying to play wabongani tololo.
Sawubona mfundisi Ray nama guest studio nabalaleli bonke be Radio Pulpit ngibingelela ke egameni lika Jesu Christu oyinkosi nomsindisi weimpilo zethu isihloko esithi self will and rebellion intando yomuntu nokuhlubuka. Self will is the quality of obstinately doing what one wants. It is stubborn or willful adherence to one's own desires or ideas, governed by one's own will, determined to base your actions on your own decisions, self-pleasing. Genesis chapter 49 verse 6. Let not my soul enter their council. Let not my honor be united to their assembly. For in their anger they slew a man, and in their self-will they hamstrung an ox. 2 Peter chapter 2 verse 10. Ikakhulu labo abahamba ngokwenyama enkanikweni yokuzingcolisa bedelela ubukhosi bengamaphikankani nabaziqhenyayo abesabi nokuhlambalaza abenkazimulo. Titus chapter 1 verse 7. For a bishop must be blameless as a steward of God, not self-willed, not quick-tempered, not given to wine, not violent, not greedy for money. Self-will is perverted use of free will. Free will could be self-will if men were an independent creature. Self-will always struggles with the authority. Self-will is never content in the father's house. The prodigal son left his father's house. Self-will desires to pull God from his throne. Matthew 23 verse 12. And whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. Kepha yilowo nalowo oziphakamisayo uza kuthotshiswa, nalowo ozithobayo uza kuphakanyiswa. Jeremiah chapter 17 verse 19, we read it on our own. Characteristics of self-will: being arrogant and self-focused, overvaluing one's decisions, dominated by self-interest, doing things one's way, expecting others to honor one's wisdom, thinking one's judgment is always right, inconsiderate of others. Overcoming self-will, be God-willed instead of self-willed. A leader should save and should lead in self-sacrifice. Jesus said, I do not seek my own will, but the will of the Father who sent me. The wills of God in the Bible. Believe in Jesus Christ We find in John chapter 6, verse 40, give thanks in everything. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18, submit in doing right. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 13 to 15, abstain from sexual sin. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 3, love the Lord your God. Matthew 22, verse 37, be kind and compassionate. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32, God gave Adam and Eve self-will so that they could make their own decisions. We find that in Genesis chapter 3. The fall happened because they used their free will to listen to Satan. Rebellion is disobedience to God or authority. Examples of rebellion in the Bible. Lucifer rebelled by leading a third of the angels to revolt in heaven. We find that in Genesis chapter 3, verse 1 and verse 22 to 24. Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 23. But this people has a defiant and rebellious heart. They have revolted and departed. The fall of Satan, we find that in Isaiah 14, verse 12 to 14. Ezekiel 28, verse 12 to 17. The Tower of Babel. Genesis chapter 14, verse 4 to 8. Joshua 22, verse 16. Thus says the whole congregation of the Lord, what treachery is this that you have committed against to God of Israel, to turn away this day from following the Lord, in that you have built for yourselves an altar, that you might rebel this day against the Lord. Romans chapter 5, verse 18 to 19. Therefore, as through one man's offense judgment came to all men, resulting in condemnation, even so through one man's righteous act, the free gift came to all men, resulting in justification of life. 19. For as by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners, so also by one man's obedience, many will be made righteous. I thank you. God bless you in the mighty way. Amen and amen.
May the Father bless you too. We really appreciate. Thank you so much. Send us your WhatsApps. 082-657-2729. Drop us a voice note there also on the WhatsApp. 082-657-2729. Otherwise, you can give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Share the love. Share the truth. Share the life on 657 AM.
You know, when you rebel against the Father and actually the aspect of the propagation of a self-will is equated to a testament against the Father. If one is perpetuating a self-will, you are also giving a testament against the Father. Let me show you. It's in 2 Chronicles chapter 24, verses 19. Yet he sent prophets to them to bring them back to the Elohim, and they testified against them, but they would not listen. They testified against them, they would not listen. So basically, whatever it is that the Father says and puts across against the path you are taking, and you continue in that path rebelliously, you basically are testifying against the Father. You are actually speaking opposite of what the Father says. If the Father says your ways are wrong, your rebellion and your self-will will say my ways are right. That's a testimony against the Father. And we need to be careful with regards to that, because much of the times I think we run the risk of trifling in the hands of the Father. And Paul says it's a fearful thing to trifle in the hands of the Father, who can destroy both body and soul. And much of the times, I think, in our self-will, stubbornness, obstinacy, and rebellion, we end up becoming those kinds of people who basically say to ourselves, rather, we follow our will, and the testament of us following our own will becomes a testament against the Father. Something we should be careful about. What comes to mind, Fundis Makamu?
Murut. Jabongala ukuzoloku ukushoyo Murut. Testifying against the Father, Murut. Even how we preach the gospel, sometimes we testify against the Father. Let's take, for instance, loko akulmenga apostle last week about this woman worked at a castle ukuthina angikatholi umshado umfundisi athi no qala ke uthola umntwana kimi ke you are testifying against the Father. You understand, you are not talking the word of God, you are testifying against the Father, the way we do things, the way we act. You know, uma ebandleni utshela insizwe ukuthi bazalwane ungayithenga ingulube isesakini. Ukuqala utest uqala.
Hey madod.
Ukuze ubone ukuthi na uyathola umntwana yini. What does the word say? Kuna mabandla teacher ukuthi na bazalwane uma ngaba uyabona ukuthi na sewuhlupheke kakhulu, uyaphuma kancane phela uyo check lapha yana ukuthi na ukuthi kwakuhambeka kanjani. Ungahlali ungababona abafundisi nje nabo bayaphuma bayocheck and uzobuya uma se uright. The way does not say that. The way it says could not depend totally. If you say that to the people, you are testifying against the Father. The way we act, the way we ask for umniket, the way we sing, the way we do things, the way we form a choir week, we are testifying against the Father. Izinto sizenzayo imrothi uNkulunkulu akazaphuvanga, sizenzela thina, and leyo nto lelapho it's a rebellion. Doesn't matter ukuthi ungayibiza ukuthi yini, but as long uThixo angayaphuvanga, it's a rebellion. Let us not testify against the Father. Our testimony, we must testify against the devil. Our lives must represent uThixo. Our lives mayinga testify in lento Satan ayifuna. No, let us testify the word of the living God. Uyayithola lento lelo. Kungakho uThixo athi kuMoses chapter 34 athi now ngizokulalisa ngoba awungidumisanga eMariba, awungidumisanga, because whatever we do, uMoses azange enze into enkulu, wamanje wathi ebantwini hozani ngizonika amanzi, kunini siloko sinika amanzi, waze washaya idwala kabili. Just that action of Tal Shai Kabili. But Wabiza Umpakati won't go over Israel, Suka Uma Umpeg. Uti Kote Shakai one, Yen was Suka Shakai Kakai bead. What Kunin is in Nikaman? Who is Moses to give people the water? Uyinian. Una Waman Zilla Pasuka corner, my perennity. Akana, but it comes to people. So whatever we are saying, if it is not in the word, we are testifying against the Father. And utiko wabuya akwe atin, because I only do misang. Because whatever, you know, ukuba kwami la ku radio pulpit umfundis. La.
Yeah.
It's not about me to be famous.
Mm-mm.
It's about him. All the truth. You know, umanga ba ufuna kutuba makama be famous ku radio pulpit. Umakam ang ari kuintazi yenza. But when Elohim are famous all over the world, then kene nta idinga yuki nekuti mina, I must carry him. mina mangimthwali ngimletha ebantwini because all the glory majesty honor zingezakhe akusizana zakhe yena ezomana ngiphakamisa ngifake radio pulpit ngifaka lapana ngifaka lapana but konke lezindawo ngingena kuzo is not for me it's for him ukuthi makuzwakale yena ukuthi yena ungubani then is when we make mistakes kutuma sisifikile ke sesenza ama mistake sizidumisa sizibiza yonke lento lelapho sitshela abantu indlela ekunye ke sifika siinterpret iBhayibhele sibitshela sethina sitshela iBhayibhele ukuthi iBhayibhele li lapho kwakumele kubhalwe kanje because we think ukuthi na ngendlela uNkulunkulu abhale ngayo we are better than him.
Yeah, I hear you. Nakutwa. We are taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Touching base on this. The issue is of a self-will. Send us your WhatsApps. 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
All right, and I will come back to you, Pastor Green. Let me go to the Apostle Pumlamfene, and then I will take also the calls and the WhatsApps also there. Thank you, Mfundisi Mathebula. Thank you so much, Mfundisi Mathebula, for the message. Dalu, also thank you so much for the message. I see it. You've sent it again. I've seen it. We really appreciate. Now, let me come to that issue, Apostle. The notion of self-will also makes us to go on unstoppable in our trespasses.
Yeah.
Now, Psalm 68:21, but Yahuwah will wound the head of his enemies, the hairy scalp of one who still goes on in his trespasses. Yes, we are risking being wounded by the Father.
Yeah.
And self-will against the command of the Father is equated to one who still goes on in their trespasses, because the Father says this, but you jump that mark and you do your own mark. It's a big problem, isn't it? Apostle?
Yeah, that's not even a big problem. Because Baba Tevan's quote is a very humongous earth, like mega.
Yeah.
Because obviously, Ruti, we've already highlighted how people are self-willed, they're self-promoting, self-ambitious. And definitely once you reach that level, you're living in sin. Because anything you do that is opposite the will of God, three times you have really fallen from grace. Very powerful. Matthew 16:24. Or if you want to follow him, you need to deny self. So, but people who are not willing to deny self, it means they're not willing to follow Christ and or take up your cross. And take it daily. So meaning you need to daily deal with self. Paul, or I give my body blows to self. So that take if it's a goal, I don't get disqualified. But people who are self-willed and who are rebellious, give out to really and one and not highly cross the Amorana Jesus. I could go follow Amorana Jesus. I could get it up with Tatolovaka. I could go with talking something last time. There was a guy, I don't know if I was staying on the shore, I was talking to some people, making only one or only one guy, or not police, or not making a route. So, or not police, and I go carry, and then my Ali busy, I tell you that was contrary to the word of the Lord.
Yeah.
And Ali ready to tell people to get off, because he was ready. So, when people about portray those kind of attitude, obviously, Muruti, they have fallen. Abasaita William Dimu. When you read also in the book of John chapter 5, verse 8, Tiki Manzamrana Jesus, remember, Chancery Pele, Reka example, Hiremo follow, or I do not seek my own will, but the will of the Father, the one that has understand me. So Modimo has sent us in spaces and places. But here if it's a quality because of honor, Mona, Baroka, Bereke, Henka, Takanta, one or two, Giskimen, and a little mangman getting, and you turn and twist the whole thing. Go to the planet of Fella, the Modimo, the instructions that God has given you, you put them on the shelf because you just want to harvest more. And when you harvest, what anyway, not to harvest the land, not in the Modimo, to harvest. You're ripping people off. You do everything simply because how many people have come into this nation and they've seen Guti Guesela? Some that might really, really from the beginning have been sent by God. But maybe when a certain opportunities that they feel good when they don't grab them. Banga said this is a self will to grab this opportunity. But I feel good these opportunities will pass them by. Mm. So they would risk even they are facing God, they will risk even in the Woguti Balandelimia Logankulunkulu simply because they want to benefit. And sometimes, not even sometimes, always, Joe, the will of God, the asintable baby, it's not something that is easy. But the Bible, we just need to deny self. Take up the cross daily. And follow Jesus. Mm. That's the antidote ever to our self will, babble and rebellious. But men, unfortunately, that's not the route they want to take until they eventually self destruct. Unfortunately, for the wages of sin is death. So, same applies to self will people as they continue to want their own will, want their own way. Because self-willed people and rebellious people, they always are self-seeking, they self-promoting, they want their own will, nothing but their will, not the will of God, not the will of the Father. Or this is how you should pray, Matthew 6. This is how you should pray. Mm. Let your will be done on earth concerning my life as it is in heaven. But wow, they might even know the will of God, but they will not even dare do the will of God because it's like Shana. What they are willing to do. And it's a way of pazamisa. So, as Vasavato pazamisa, you are the word of God and the will of God, it will be put on the shelf. So, unfortunately, these things, we sing them, they're happening daily. People don't want to take up the cross and follow Christ. People don't want the will of God. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. But no ways, we don't want the will of God to be done. We still want our will because we have not even died to Christ. And then what's the point of being baptized? I cannot baptize Amudimu. That's the whole point. We die with him and we get buried with him and we get resurrected. So they still rise up and they still continue to live by the self will, by getting whatever they want. But what man you got to and yet have it still come out from the water to do their will and not the will of the Father.
I hear you quite well. Send us your WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say in this issue. And then, of course, you can drop us a voice note, 082-657-2729. You can also send us a WhatsApp you can give us a shout. Talk to us directly, 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you make of this.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM. When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion. Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
All right, send us a WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say. And this message from Umfundisi Matebula, F.I. Matebula, Dr. Matebula. He says, good evening, Pastor Ray, and the panel and all the Radio Pulpit family. Wonderful topic indeed. When we are also sent, but we are out there, we start seeing what we think God needs and then start spicing things and complicating instructions, which are simple.
Samuel 15:22, Samuel said, "Has the Lord as great a delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams." Yeah, absolutely. Hey, it looks like people go for the fat of rams, man. They really go for the fat of rams. I've seen it much of the times.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
Dalu.
Baburi.
Yeah.
Ubaba ngokukhuluma manje cha ngiyaphikisana naye kakhulu
ubaba muphi
ngoba manje yena uza nalomqondo ngisho ukuthi bafaka abantu ipolitiki bangafuna wonke umuntu abe yipolitiki ANC yala ndinqondo ANC ANC ndawuqala umkhokheli wayo oqala wavumela intombazana ekhiphe isisu iqiniso lelo amantombazana yena akhiphe isisu namhlanje ngenxa yabo icondom yeza ngaye futhi uMandela Nina anazini umsebenzi wenu ukuthi nisakaze whatever abanika yona.
Eish.
Kodwa ngifuna ukuthi kuba baba ungaphazana.
Yeah.
Mina ngenza kangcono la Africa. Hayi emzansi, yonke iAfrica ngenza ngcono. Yonke from Cape to Cairo, Madagascar to Morocco, ingayenza ngcono ngoba icontinent kababa, italo babam, sitale sobabili, wathi masitale abantu ngokufana nathi. Ebeyisho kubani lokho ebeyisho kuKristu mina I'm the prince of peace I am the light of this earth I am the earth rightful ruler earth rightful ruler iAfrica le yonke ibonayo yami we yifa lami ngishele ubaba wami amen
hey ngiyakuzwa dala hey ngiyakuzwa dala ngiyakuzwa uyashisa
yeah
uyashisa dala ma angazi ukuthi uphikisana nobani angazi ukuphikisana nobani ubaba muphi okhuluma ngepolitiki ayekho umuntu okhuluma ngepolitiki la hawu dalo uphethe yipi ke manje mfowethu let's go to Pastor Green and hear what Pastor Green is saying with regards to this and course much of the times one can put this across in many instances than one we find that there is less talk when it comes to the issue of self-will and indulging in self-will. Now, Pastor Green, I'm looking at Jeremiah 32:33. It says, "And they have turned to me the back and not the face, though I taught them rising up." It says, "Though I taught them rising up early and teaching them, yet they have not listened to receive instruction." They have not listened to receive instruction. I wonder what comes to mind, Pastor Green, on your final contribution on this issue. What say you?
Amen. Amen, Pastor Ray. Yes, we continue at our topic, hallelujah, the self-will and rebellion spirit. You know, Pastor Ray, when we look around in our communities, when we look around in our neighborhood, we find there's plenty churches. Now we ask ourselves, where does all these churches come from? Pastor Ray, I've got an answer for that. It's because of a rebellion spirit. When a young man feels he cannot listen anymore to the pastor, the young man will feel, "I can start my own church." That's rebellion, Pastor Ray. When a young man feels, "I'm better than my pastor," the man who have preached for him, the man who have win his soul for the Lord, he will turn against him now. He will now change things. He will now feel the church must go the way he want the church to go. You see, God has given the pastor the vision for the church. But then this young man feel that, "No, I don't want to listen to this old Baba. I want to listen. I want to do my own thing." That is self-will, Pastor Ray. And self-will and rebellion is going hand in hand. That is why They will look for a mistake. He will look for a misunderstanding. He will already in the church of the pastor, in the church of the Baba, he will already gather for himself some people. He will gather for himself some people so that when he leaves the church, he will leave the church with some of the people that the Baba have preached for and win for the Lord. So you see what the rebellion spirit is doing, Pastor Ray. It's doing a very sad thing. It's not building the body of Christ, but it's breaking it down. The devil did the same thing when he was still Lucifer. He gathered for himself angels. The Bible says he left heaven with a third of the angels. He have gathered for himself already angels. That when he left, he will leave with a third of the angels. So when God kicked him out, he came down with a third of the angels. It happened even in our communities. That's why you hear churches, many churches all over. You find when you ask what is the vision of this church, they can't even preach the true gospel, Pastor Ray. Oh. Why? Because when they left the other church, they left the church on a wrong way. The church already is built on the foundation of anger. Oh. It's built on the foundation of rebellion. It's built on the foundation of self-will. So now he cannot preach these things that God wants him to preach. Because he have left the church of his father on a wrong way. He became rebellious. He started to fight with his pastor. You know the other thing, Pastor Ray, that I've noticed? Why it happened in life that after a young man have left the church, he cannot go back to his spiritual father and ask for help when you have a problem, spiritual problem in the church. Mm. Because of that rebellious spirit. Yes. He left the father on a wrong note, on a wrong way. And he never went back to humble himself and make right and say, man, I have sinned. You know the prodigal son? I salute him. I salute the prodigal son for one reason. When the prodigal son see now it's too hot out there. Mm. Remember, he also become rebellious. And leave the father's house and go on his own. But when he saw it was too hot out there, the prodigal son decided, I will go back to my father. I will humble myself. I will say, I have sinned against you. I have sinned against heaven. I'm not worthy to be called your son anymore. Make me as one of your servants. But the people today, they don't think like that, Pastor Ray. Young, that's why you see there's so many young prophets, there's so many young pastors, there's so many young preachers, there's so many Pastor Ray. It is part of making the gospel the way it's confusing today. Mm. It's part of making things more confused than ever before. That's why we've got so many different doctrines. We've got so many doctrines from different angles. Others, you don't even understand what do they want to say. You don't even understand what do they want to do. Because what they do is not from the Lord. Pastor Ray, you know, as I read the verse earlier, when the Bible says, today when you hear his voice, harden not your heart. I'm sure all these people, Pastor Ray, that start their own churches on their own corner. These people, I'm sure, Pastor Ray, the Holy Spirit have spoken to them. But they have hardened their heart. They have become rebellion. They have started to fight against the voice of the Lord. And that's why, Pastor Ray, we have so many churches. That's why you find there's churches you don't even understand. Where does it come from? When you look at somebody, you can see that this person still need to learn a lot. This person have no experience. The first wind that can blow is going to blow him away. Because he's not anchored. He's not standing firm. Is not standing unshakable and unmovable. So what I can say, Pastor Ray, is a rebellious spirit is really an evil spirit and a wicked spirit. It's not from God. It's not from the Holy Spirit. It's not from God at all. Hallelujah. Mm. Self-will, it's not from God. Everything in the church cannot be the way I want it to be. There's other things that will never be the way I want it to be. And it's things that I just have to accept. Pastor Ray, the Lord bless you. Hallelujah.
Thank you so much, Pastor Green. I really appreciate. Thank you, sir.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It is 657 AM.
All right, let me read the message from Linda V. Says, Siyabingelela. All right, sorry about that. It says, Siyabingelela futhi amini. Nature will one day testify against us before God on this matter. As nature has been adhering to God's instructions and will write from the word go. We've been operating on our own will and still do. May the Lord help us. That is Linda V there. Absolutely. That is Linda V who puts it there. All right, let's go to the concluding remarks. Let me start with the Apostle Phumlamfene just after this jiffy.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
Zechariah chapter 7 verse 11 says, but they refused to heed, shrugged their shoulders and stopped their ears that they couldn't hear. Self-will is just like that. It's like shutting your ears, shrugging your shoulders, making sure that you don't hear what the Father's promptings are. And you are on your own directions. You are on your own map. You are not on the directions of the Father. Finally, Apostle?
Finally, Muruti, as you have already seen throughout the show, for the rebellion, it's a male self-will. And unfortunately, but whoever rebellious, definitely they don't want to have anything to do with the will of God, with the plan of God. They don't want to be in control. They don't want to be under control. They want to be in control. So, kana ba batla go controla maphelo a bona, ba batla modimo a fana le pino ngwe re kenela bophelo ba ka go wena matsogong a ka moreno. They don't want that. So they want to be in control. They don't want to be under authority. They want to be in authority. That's why they will rebel against anyone who's in authority, and also rebelling against God and the word of God, you know. And I think at the end of the day, having all said and done, you know, the conclusion is, in order for us to turn over a new leaf, we just needed a new heart. Mudimu must give us a new heart that will enable us to submit, that will enable us to surrender our will to the will of God, that will enable us to die to self and say, Baba, in law. That's it.
Absolutely.
New heart. That's the antidote of rebellion and self-will.
Absolutely. We need to surrender to him. Absolutely. And Mfundis Makamu, that very aspect, you know, it's important that we say to ourselves, we are returning to the Father for his guidance. Now, we know that when you are in your own will, self-will, you basically are walking according to the flesh. You are walking according to the lust of uncleanness, and you are despising the authority of the Father. Let me support this with scripture. 2 Peter chapter 2 verse 10 says, and especially those who walk according to the flesh in the lust of uncleanness and despise authority, they are presumptuous, self-willed. They are not afraid to speak evil of dignitaries. Self-willed. Such are presumptuous. We spoke about this earlier on. They despise the authority of the Father. And they walk in the lust of uncleanliness. And they walk according to the flesh, not according to the spirit. What say you finally? Mkamu.
In the world, no one is neutral. Ungekho neutral nje. Either ume kubaba or ume kule, that other side. That is how uNkulunkulu ayidesayine ngakhona. Ayikho indawo yokuthi hayi ngizoma kubaba mina nakule. No, ayikho.
Yeah.
Ayikho.
either ukubaba or ukulela side. You obey the father or you obey your father, the devil. Pilit, ayikho indawo yokuthi hayi boyithu ngiyabathanda. Kungakho uJesu abuya ezotshela abantu athina, athina, it's impossible for men to serve two masters.
Yeah.
You will hate one and be submissive to another. Understand? So uthi laphana uJesu ku Matthew chapter 16 from 24, 25, 26, uthi, if anyone wants to follow me, must pick up his own cross. You understand? So imagination yami, ingqondweni yami, kongathi ngiyambona uJesu abeke iphambano phansi. Ababuke bamile athi anyone ufuna ukungilandela. Mina hamba ngiyale. Anyone ufuna ukungilandela nanze lapha phansi. Azongilandela azozithathela ngokwakhe. By your own will. Ayenge force. Then ufuna ukumlandela aguqe ngokwakhe athwale asibeke ihlombe daily amlandele. Hayi ngokuthi uya force. So kongathi uNkulunkulu akayisiza lapho ukuthi na si understand ukuthi na we either simela ora simenga le akuna neutral. Neutral baba ngiyibona uma ngiyemaphuthu uma ngiqeda ukcross board kana ngibona neutral place lapha yana
yeah. Wazi wangikhumbuza, we must do a program, maybe we'll do it on YouTube, about the songs that the devil has banned. As such, njengale ethi ayikho indlela hey ezulwini ehamba lapho,
ehamba lapho uthanda khona,
ah uthanda khona, hayi abasazenzi ke lezo, abasayingeni ke leyo, sebakhuluma ezintsha manje zabo cake friendly melody bafula lezo yabona zemizwa, yeah,
sekuthathwa ama gays abekho epulpit ukuthi azocula ngoba nama voice amahle. Yebo, akusho mfundisa kushongo wena, ngithi kusho mina.
Akusho wena makamu.
Yeah. Akusho wena, kusho mina. So ufuna ukubethela umuntu, ufuna ukubethela umuntu wena apostle, makabethele mina, angabetheli, angabetheli umrale hoti.
Yeah. Yeah. Bata kuma kama puto mfundisi wami.
Tabakela sinene.
Thank you so much mfundisi makamu. Blessings to you sir. I appreciate.
Blessings to you Murutu wami. We love you so much and you, blessings to you my apostle. Blessing to you, Pastor Green lapho khona. Bless you.
Ni bashawe takaya man.
Inkomo man, inkomo eta bona na April mfundisi.
April 27 mfundisi wa mina. Hey, hayi ziyobuya.
Zabanini lana nzo? Zabangqoka impurampura yami mfundisi enkulu emeruni nesiphambana emuva.
Yase maputu.
Uzobona wena zebangqokini isigqoko sika Pope.
Avaktivi wena.
Abantu mfundisi bashanga isidudla sami, sebashanga isidudla sami mfundisi. Ha! Come apostle, uzobona.
Yeah, kuzabe kumnandi.
Ah!
Next
week. Ngamhlele isibini saphambili uzobona.
Yeah, na kanjani. Next week we are talking about self righteousness. That is next week. It's taking place next week. Apostle, thank you so much. Pass our regards.
Hey, Tara. Shalom to all our listeners, to Muruti Mukamo, Pastor Green, and you, my friend. You meet again, same time, same place next week. Wonderful weekend. Shalom.
Shalom. And of course, you can always go this on podcast. And we give the Father all the glory, the majesty, and the honor. It's been great. Thank you for the calls. Thank you for the WhatsApps. Thank you for listening through. We really appreciate. To the King above all else, we say thank you. Tuda! Rabah.
Shining God's love. Radio Pulpit on 657 AM. Download our app now and listen to us wherever you go. Available in the App Store and Play Store. Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882 and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.